Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of HFS Unfiltered. We're going to talk about Global Capability Centers, or GCCs, the topic that's dominating the narrative of the Indian IT-enabled services. And I'm delighted to have a super special guest with me today, Pradeep Kumar. He's the head of R&D Center for Hyundai Mobis. So welcome to the show, Pradeep.
Thank you, Saurabh.
Pradeep, as we get started, why don't you share your journey and tell us about the top two or three moments that have stood out for you as your personal achievements over your career?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So we have also established GCC in India. Our GCC is located in Hyderabad at the moment. And so over the past few years, I came to India before I was in Germany. So I had a vast experience with the automotive industry earlier in Germany, about more than a decade. Then I came back to India. I want to settle down and then started working with this Hyundai Group company called Mobis, which is one of the topmost company in the world for automotive component suppliers, which is working with globally all the major OEMs. And we are captive company of Hyundai Group, and our major revenue comes from Hyundai Group. So coming to the GCC part, so I have started working with the Hyundai Group here, GCC, which is started about, I think, 2007. And then is one of the early comers to India, especially in automotive. And they have been doing pretty good. So we are not like IT companies where there are a huge number of headcounts. So we have grown slowly from the early journey. About we started about 50 headcounts or so, and then later on, currently we are operating about 1,000 plus. And yeah, that's so far the GCC growth perspective. And when I started with this company, so we are working as a company very much focused on the headquarter needs and functions, which are working very closely to focused on the headquarter operating requirements and releasing the products globally and supporting global product launches.
So Pradeep, why India for a R&D center for the automotive industry? What sort of made you choose India over some other geographies or countries?
So I think for automotive, India is a great market. So we are standing fourth in the world as a market, and also we are about 4 million mark in the volume of sales that we are doing. So that is one of the achievement as an industry recently in 2023 happened, and we are steadily growing more than 8%. So we will be one of the biggest markets in the world. And not only for a market perspective, also for the perspective of knowledge base we have, competencies available in the local market, and also slowly we are evolving as a manufacturing hub. So it's very important for the group point of view that we operate out of here and then slowly expand, not only cater to the Indian market, which is growing every day, and also cater to the global market. We are also focused on exporting from here. So we are steadily doing that from the inception. So as a group point of view, Hyundai entered more than 25 years, we celebrated already. And part of Hyundai Group Company, which is one of the largest OEM in India after Maruti Suzuki. So we have good growth prospects in India, and a lot of talent available. Especially from automotive point of view also, we have a legacy of largest OEMs presence in India. For example, you have local companies like Maruti, Mahindra, Tata, which are operating already in passenger vehicle markets. Also in commercial vehicle markets, already matured. We have our own brands. So it's very important for anybody to be present here.
That's great. So India is a big market for you, and you already talked about, you know, you've grown from 50 people to almost 1,000 in R&D, which is fantastic. But tell me about the future. You know, I think there is no conversation today that we can have without talking about AI. So how is Are you excited or nervous about AI, a bit of both? How is AI going to impact your operations?
I think in the industry perspective overall, the AI has to be adapted across the functions and across the industries, from IT to automotive to any other sector, AI will be there. So automotive also adapting, but we are not that aggressive in adapting our AI into our regular operations or R&D. So we are slowly adapting and we are experimenting. So we would like to use the ability of AI to increase our overall efficiency and also productivity, and we would like to reduce the product launch time. So if there is a possibility with AI, we would like to use it. So why not?
Yeah. What are some other technologies that sort of excite you, Pradeep, as you look at the automotive industry, R&D within your space? Besides AI, what are some of the other technologies that are exciting you?
So we are slowly adapting, for example, not only technology point of view, the processes that are established in other industries. For example, we are very traditionally, we are operating waterfall models in our in-house software developments. We slowly move to Agile, which is already established in, for example, in IT industry. So we slowly adapting our culture towards the proven processes and also technologies. For example, we are also using cloud technologies in our day-to-day operations. So these kind of technologies are very important. Also, we are trying to integrate technologies like continuous integration, continuous development technologies, test-driven methodologies. So these kind of things we are trying to adapt.
Fantastic. And talk about talent. What's, you know, as I look at, I also grew up in India, Pradeep, and the GCC, GBS, this industry was up and coming at that point of time. And, you know, but now I look at my nieces and nephews, they all want to join a startup or a technology provider. How do we excite our talent to come to, you know, some of these industries, the GCC world? What are you doing to attract the best and brightest of the Indian talent?
I think for a beginner, startup excites, but as you grow in your career, you need to have a stable company which can offer you more growth. And I think pandemic has taught us really well that lesson, because startups have seen a lot of trouble during this time. They lost their investors and then many companies shut down. But the companies which are stable have offered a stable career path and also growth even in the pandemic period. And especially Indian market has grown tremendously after the pandemic due to availability of talent. There was a time where, for example, in Indian market, during the pandemic time, everybody was trying to invest in digital technologies. They want to adopt new cloud technologies, etc. So that has given opportunity for Indian youth to get more and more jobs. At the same time, the GCCs have also adapted this dynamic culture. They have introduced the hybrid working styles. So we also adapted to the changing environment. And then we are trying to offer more stable jobs and career paths. So for a youth who are looking for a long-term stable career, I would suggest to join GCC. But I don't deny that startups offer them excitement of new technology. So we have to work together. So GCCs have to work together to adapt new technologies into startups. And also startups, as they grow, they need to look into GCCs, how they can operate stably, how these processes are adapted. So they have to grow also, right? So startup cannot be startup forever. If they have to grow, they have to adapt the operations which are already stabilized. They have to look the big brothers.
Yeah, Pradeep. So look, this was a great conversation. But before I let you go, if there was one wish that could come true for you, what would that be?
I think over the period, we have played more support role, and then slowly we are changing from GCC point of view, and then we're trying to adapt to the changing environments, trying to introduce new products. So we want to also grow in the local market, introduce more products and cater to local customers that we are trying. So my wish is that GCCs will have to develop their own capability and local market and own the products, not only support the products development, and then they have to create their own P&L and then drive the growth.
Oh, that's fantastic. So not just GCC shouldn't be just a supporting role, but they need to own the innovation agenda, not just execute on it. So on that note, Pradeep, thanks for taking out the time and sharing some of your wisdom with us.
Thank you.